3 minutes past 9 o'clock. Welcome back to Radio Islam International. It's that time where we have our grand finale. We have 4 schools, inshallah, that will be participating. So far, from Monday and Tuesday, we've completed 2 rounds. We have 2 more rounds to go. And in the finals, we have 4 schools. The first school is Bilal Combined School from Lanesia South. Then we have Nizamia Islamic School from Pietermaritzburg. Then we have Apex, that is from Auckland Park Muslim Academy. And then we have Houghton Islamic Academy. So these are 4 finals. These are participating, and inshallah tonight before we terminate, they'll be walking away with a big prize, very, very big prize. So over to you, Mulana Kara. We have 2 contestants now. We'll go with 2 at a time. First, we are going to start off with general knowledge questions, and then inshallah we'll proceed with our documentaries, which was prepared by Mulana Ibrahim Musa regarding Palestine. So let's start off and kick off our 3rd round on this night of Eid with these 4 schools, Mulana.
Yeah, Mali Saib, Jazakallah so much. It's time for the finale, mashallah. Lovely prizes to be won, courtesy Radio Islam International. And I think it's your sun foil. Beautiful, beautiful prizes. And we're going to be talking to the contestants of 4 schools. That is Bilal Combined, Nizamiya Islamic School, Apex, and the Houghton Islamic Academy. They have reached the finals. And the telling, Mali Saib, Bilal Combined have 12 points. Nizamiya Islamic School from Pietermaritzburg, they have 12 points. Apex is in Auckland Park, eh? Apex have 11 points, and Houghton Islamic Academy, they have 11 points. It's going to be a very, very close contest, and only 1 point sets Houghton Muslim Academy from the other schools. So we're going to be taking 2 calls, Mr. Shaib, to be fair to everybody, inshallah, so we make sure that the lines are clear, and let's welcome Bilal Combined School first on the program. All right, Bilal Combined School, the representative contestant, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum wa salam.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm also fine. You're not asking me how am I doing? Ask me how am I.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah, you just made my day. You asked me how am I, because nobody asked me how am I since my mommy and my daddy passed away, Mali Saib. Nobody asked me how am I, you know.
Bichara,
sad life.
Normally you always complain, but today you're making shukr of Allah, something different from your mom.
Shukr, Ji, Mali Saib. I'm so happy my good friend from Bilal Combined asked me how are you. You just made my day, you know. You know.
Yes.
Just ask me one more time.
How are you?
Oh, alhamdulillah. Jazakallah so much, my friend. Alhamdulillah. Wa shukrulillah. What is your name, my friend?
Kiyam Sijor.
Slowly. What's your name?
Kiyam Sijor.
Kiyam Sitor.
Kiyam Sijor.
Oh, Kiyam Sijor.
Yes.
Okay, don't say Sijor. Chor is like, in Gujarati, it's a thief, Mali Saib. So you must say clearly Sijor with a J, not with a Cho. Okay?
Yes.
MashaAllah. Welcome on board, Qiyam Sijor. Okay. Line number 2, Nizamiya Islamic School. How are you? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Just like that, no asking me how am I.
How are you, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, Jazakallah for asking. You're a bad guy, you don't ask him how am I doing. Minus 2 points only save. What is the name, may I ask?
Hamza Token.
Hamza Token, eh?
Chi.
Hamza Token from Pietermaritzburg, mashallah. All right, like we always start off our programs, Mali Saib, either with a Quran Kareem recitation or sometimes with a nizam. We're going to ask Hamza Token to open up the session with a short nizam, an ashid. Hamza, very short one, over to you, and we'll sing the chorus with you, okay? Over to you.
Mula, can I do a kirat instead?
Sorry?
Can I do a kirat instead?
Okay, Mali Saib will do the kirat, you do the nizam, okay? To the nizam. Something short, something happy. Tomorrow is Eid. Nothing said. Tomorrow is Eid. A nice happy nizam, okay? I'm feeling very elated and happy today.
High words you are using. Spell for us the word elated, Mona.
Something nice?
Kun sari dun kun kari dun ishbira karin fil hayat. لا تبالي فالمعادي اشترك في الحياة خير النفس ولا تحيا هبا يا ربيعا أنت لكل دام.
ما شاء الله
كريون.
ما شاء الله
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, you sing a beautiful listen. Myself and Malik Shaib couldn't get on. We didn't know the words. I wanted to sing the chorus, but I didn't know the words. I'm sorry, okay? MashaAllah, Hamza. Well done, my good friend. Qiyam Sijori. You want to try something, my friend?
No, I'm not feeling too well today. Maybe next time.
Okay, maybe next time, okay? Okay. I'm also not feeling too well, so I have a flu, you know.
He doesn't sound like it, Mawakara. MashaAllah, full of energy. I think all the energy that you saved up in the month of Ramadan now, we are seeing it. And we also, because Shaitan is out now, Shaitan is unchained, so you can see the effects of it.
Apologies for that, Sijori. Are we ready for the contest, for the finale? This is the third round of the contest, okay, contestants?
Okay,
let's start up on the same with Qiyam Sijori. Here we go. True or false? Africa's tallest tree is found on the Garden Route in the Eastern Cape.
True.
Exactly where is it? Okay, now we're talking, let's take from PE Port Elizabeth going down now to Mossel Bay. Exactly where is it? Is it in the sea or out of the sea?
Out of the sea.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. You are right on that one, Malik Shaib. It is out of the sea.
So far it is.
So far you got half point, okay? But exactly where is it? Yeah, Mufti Musanti's house. No, my friend, it's not the Qiyam Sijori. It is false, okay? The answer is the tree giant, okay? And it stands in the remote valley on the continent's highest mountain, which is Kilimanjaro, and measures an amazing 81.5 meters, okay?
Okay.
Jazakallah Sijori, it was a bit of a difficult question. Okay, Malik Shaib.
Let's move on to the Nasheed artist, Hamza Token. Hamza, are you ready for your first question?
Shivala.
You know any Gujaratinisms?
No.
Okay, that's next year, right?
Okay, just to remind Hamza or to remind Qiyam or any other contestants, if the line is not clear, please let us know in advance. It will be too late if you're going to tell us that the line is not clear once the question is asked. So bring it to our attention and we can do something about it, okay?
Okay.
Right. True or false? Hamza, your first question for the grand finale. Mount Kilimanjaro has 5 volcanic cones. True or false?
True.
You say true.
False.
You say false.
False.
Are you sure it's false, my friend?
Okay.
That was after the time, Maulana Kara, so true, we'll take that as an answer, and unfortunately, no points, it's wrong.
Oh, okay, so he said true, or he gave false after the beeper?
Yes.
Hamza, sorry, apologies for that, okay?
Okay.
You got to be sure. You got to say it immediately. You got to say the right answer within the allotted time. Okay. So the correct answer is that Mount Kilimanjaro, we asked you, has 5 volcanic cones. The answer is false. It's got 3 volcanic cones. Okay. MashaAllah. Let's go with the second question. Are we ready, Sijori?
For 2 points.
For 2 points. Okay. Here we go. What are the 2 main arms of the River Nile called?
I'm sorry. I can't hear you.
You can't hear me. So the answer, the question was, what are the 2 main arms of the River Nile called?
The White Nile and the Blue Nile.
Yeah, but that was way after the 8 seconds, okay?
I couldn't hear you.
As we mentioned, that if the line is not clear, let us know so we can do something about it. Once the question is asked, then it will be too late. Sorry,
Kian. Apologies for that, okay?
It's the finals.
Kiam Sidari, we got to abide by the rules, my friend. I'm so, so sorry. Here we go. Second question to Hamza Talk and the Nizam singer, Marisabe Shoot-Off.
Yes, Hamza. Line clear. Are you ready for 2 points?
Okay.
On the border of which two countries is Victoria Falls?
Mpumalanga and Northwest.
Mpumalanga and Northwest. That is the correct answer, the answer that I was looking for. The border of which two countries? So firstly, Morisabe Sap, my friend today, Hamza Token, has designated Northwest to be a country, and Mpumalanga
to be another country, yes.
To be another country. And he's just said that Victoria Falls is in Northwest. And I didn't know about it, Morisabe.
In South Africa, it
is. In South Africa. Where exactly is it? I want to go tomorrow morning. Hamza Token, where is Victoria Falls, my friend?
Zambia and Zimbabwe.
Zambia and Zimbabwe, my friend. Victoria Falls is not in Northwest, and it is not in Mpumalanga, okay? I would have went now before Idnamas to the volcano in Victoria Falls. Okay, my friend? No points there, Hamza. So nobody has any points so far, Morisabe Sap.
Yes, correct.
Okay, to make up for that question, okay, let's make up, Morisabe Sap. I'm going to give him a bonus point from my side, okay? Normally they say people from Pietermaritzburg, they speak well Zulu and Afrikaans. So Hamza talking. I'm asking you a very simple, easy question. To go to the shop to buy a pencil, okay, I give you a clue. A winkel is a shop, two... Koop is to buy, and a potlood is a pencil. So, say I'm going to the shop to buy a pencil. Say you want to go to the shop to buy a pencil.
Ek gaan
winkel toe om a potlood te koop. Ah, mashallah, that is a correct answer. Ek gaan winkel toe om a potlood te koop. Molisabe Sap, maybe you can also rephrase it and tell us in your words, Molisabe Sap. I'm going to buy a lollipop for Kara. Say it in Afrikaans, Molisabe.
Ek gaan winkel toe, what you call to buy is om koop.
Om koop wie? Wat?
A lollipop.
Lollipop. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That is good, good. They say pure Afrikaans, stable Afrikaans.
Yeah, it's staying in your company for too long.
That is pure Afrikaans. And I'm going to buy you an Afrikaans dictionary for Edie tomorrow. Well done, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you proud of my Afrikaans?
I'm very proud of your Afrikaans. We got somewhere in this Ramadan when you save some.
Gee, there's also two, three questions that the Musallis asked me to ask you. So, inshallah, we have still enough time till 10 o'clock. So, there's one, two words that I need to ask you in Afrikaans. I've learned it. I want you to learn it also with me.
Ach, don't mind about that. Leave that for later. We'll stick to the simple things I will ask you, my friend.
We'll turn the table around. It's Eid night, night of prize giving. Let's be a little bit different.
Molisabe Sap, I'm very sick. Don't trouble me tonight.
You're traveling the whole world. That is fine, Molana Kara.
Okay, inshallah, later in the program.
Inshallah.
Okay. Hamza, you got your potlood. Here we go. Third question to Qiyam Sidori. Qiyam Sidori.
Chief.
Molana. Abdurrahman is there. You want to maybe ask him something in Afrikaans? You want to translate for daddy something in Afrikaans, Abdurrahman?
Yeah, let's see how good he has learned Afrikaans from you, Molana Kara, your son. Mashallah, he's Hafiz al-Quran, becoming an alim.
Take the mic, Abdurrahman, and tell.
Very, very different from you. You know, normally there's a saying that goes, the apple does not fall far from the tree. But this one fell very, very far.
Abdurrahman, you want to try something in Afrikaans? Something in Afrikaans. Now, don't say you're going to go. That's a very bad word, Abdurrahman. You must be positive in life. You've got to face the challenges in life. Don't say I'm going to run away.
Don't run away from your problems.
Face your problems, Abdurrahman. Tell us something in Afrikaans.
Now you're making him go red in his face.
All right, say on the mic, my mommy makes my daddy work whole day in the house. Say in Afrikaans. Okay, here we go. Third question, Qiyam Sijori.
Okay.
Here goes your question, Marie Saib. It's 18 past 9. Too much Lavaro from your side. Here we go. Qiyam Sijori, in which country are the cities Lilongwe and Blantyre found? A. Zambia, B. Kenya, or C. Malawi?
Malawi.
Mashallah, spot on. First point of the board for you. Qiyam Sijori, that is the correct answer. 1 point, mashallah. Marie Saib?
Yes, Hamza Tukan, are you ready for question 3? Your question is, at which town do the White and Blue Niles join? A. Cairo, B. Khartoum, or C. Addis Ababa?
Addis Ababa.
Addis Ababa. Unfortunately incorrect.
It's an incorrect answer. Molise, what's the name of that word, my friend?
Khartoum.
And the next one?
Addis Ababa.
Addis.
Addis Ababa.
Okay. The answer is B, Khartoum.
Yeah, Khartoum.
And it's not Addis Ababa, Addis Ababa.
Jazakallah.
Jazakallah, okay. So, Malik Shaib, are we going with the third, fourth question?
Yes, so no points for Hamza.
No points for Hamza. Hamza?
Okay.
Okay, my friend. Here we go with Sijori again.
Okay.
75 minus 38.
Thirty-seven
is a correct answer. MashaAllah, another 2 point, another point. That makes it 2 points on this way.
Your maths question, Hamza Tugan, are you ready?
Okay.
What is 27 plus 36?
63.
MashaAllah, that is a correct answer. That is the correct answer. MashaAllah, well done to you. Okay. Let's go to the next question. Malik Sahib, are you ready? The contestants, are you ready?
The final question.
This is the final question in your segment, okay? Here we go. The question we're asking is, which is the second smallest province in South Africa? A. Free State, B. Mpumalanga, or C. Limpopo?
Limpopo.
Wrong.
Limpopo is an incorrect answer. The correct answer is B. Mpumalanga, my friend. Okay.
Si.
So let's see. Sijori from Bilal Combined School, Malana Sahib, he's got 2 out of 6. Am I right?
Yes, well, and that is correct. He got number 3 and number 4 correct. So they were sitting on 12 points. Now they move on to 14 points.
Okay, 14 points so far. Let's come back to Hamza Token. Hamza, here's your last question. Okay, Malik Sahib, shoot off.
Hamza, are you ready?
Okay.
Which of the following countries does the Limpopo province share a border with? A. Botswana, B. Zimbabwe, C. Mozambique, or D. All of the above mentioned?
All of the above.
MashaAllah. Getting more interesting. It's all of the above mentioned here. Limpopo basically borders 30 countries. Zimbabwe is to the north, Botswana is to the west, and Mozambique is to the east, Malik Sahib.
MashaAllah. So Hamza also receiving 2 points at the end of the competition. So looking at Nizamia's tally, they are also sitting on 14 points with Bilal Combined School.
All right. Hamza, are you there?
Okay.
Bonus point quickly. Which animal call is known to have no echo?
Bat.
Huh?
The bat.
The bat? No, not the bat.
The owl.
Not the owl. The owl makes a big noise at night. What else?
The duck.
The duck's quack, yeah. Good one, my friend. It's a duck's quack. Will you save something? Did you know that?
No, I'm also learning something new, Molana.
Thank you so much. Okay. Jazakallah, Hamza, as well as Sijori, two points each. We take a very short break. When we come back, inshallah, we're now talking to the second two contestants in this category. Stay tuned.
25 minutes past 9 o'clock. Welcome back to Radio Islam International for the grand finale. We are done with round 3 with 2 schools, Bilal Combined School as well as Nizamia Islamic School. They're both now sitting on 14 points. We'll be now concentrating with other 2 schools, Apex from Auckland Park and Houghton Islamic Academy. They're both now sitting on 11 points. So Molanakara. They have a good opportunity, both Auckland Park as well as Houghton Islamic Academy, to overtake Bilal and Nizamia Islamic School. Let's welcome the contestants, Molana.
Yeah, Manisha, we're getting very close contest here, mashallah. I think it's going to be a very, very close contest. I think we're going to be looking at just 1-2 points difference.
Perhaps even a sudden death at the end of the competition. Who knows?
Yeah, let's see what happens. Let's welcome the contestants. Muhammad Wadi, line number one, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi, representing Apex. Muhammad?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah, Yumna.
Alhamdulillah, Jazakallah, Muhammad Wadi. Line number two, we would like to welcome Zayana Wahid Hassan. Zayana, are you there? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. You okay, Zayana?
Yeah,
alhamdulillah, Jazakallah for asking and welcome on board, okay? Muhammad, like we told our previous contestant, you're going to start off with something, inshallah. The previous contestant had a nism. We're going to ask you for a very, very short nism, something, you know, to make us happy. Tomorrow is Eid, a nice nism, Muhammad Wadi. Very short but quick, okay? I'll sing the chorus with you. Go ahead.
والغفران رد المروض القلب من نفحاته كالماء يروي لحف عشاني.
Finish. Okay. Mashallah, mashallah. See what you say, sir?
We have good talent, Monica.
We have good talent amongst our listeners, mashallah. You see, just push it forward to them. And I didn't expect him to sing an ism.
Exactly. It was impromptu, so they, mashallah, done well.
Top stuff, mashallah, Muhammad. Well done, okay? Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, my brother. Zayana, yourself? Okay, no, it's fine. Are we ready for the contest?
Yes.
Okay. No. We have approximately 8 seconds. When you say, what's it, about 8 or 10 seconds?
8 seconds.
It's 8 seconds to be precise, Jim. Yeah. So the moment we ask the question, you're going to answer immediately, okay? Muhammad Wadi, are you ready?
Jim, no.
Whose nose grew longer every time he lied?
Pinocchio.
Okay, it wasn't part of the quiz. Here we go. Muhammad Wadi, true or false? The oldest person to climb Mount Kilimanjaro is Anne Lodimo, aged 89 years.
True.
MashaAllah, that is a correct answer. True, that is a correct answer. Welcome, MashaAllah, 1 point on board. Houghton Islamic Academy, Zayana Wahid Hassan, will you say, shoot off.
Zayana, are you ready? Is the line clear?
Clear.
So to remind our both these contestants as well, if the line is not clear, please let us know before the question is posed. Once the question is posed, and if you're going to say that, we will not accept that as an excuse. So is the line clear? Can we carry on?
No, you're breaking up.
I'm breaking up, okay. Let's ask our engineer to try and get you onto a clearer line.
Stand on the roof if you have to, Zayana.
How's it now? Is it better?
A little bit, yes.
I told you, on the roof is always the best one, sir.
Good network there.
Good network.
Okay, so should we proceed?
Oh, you can proceed.
If it's not clear, let us know. We can take a short break and inshallah carry on later on. But we don't want to...
Later on, Malaysia, I've got to sleep, my friend.
We've got a whole night to make ibadat,
Malaysia. Okay, okay.
We mentioned the Laylatul Jaiza.
Yeah, true.
So let's not give them any disadvantage.
Yeah, no, definitely. We have the whole night, sister.
Yeah. So what do you want to do?
It's all right. You can ask me.
Okay, let's carry on then. True or false, your first question, Zayana?
Sure.
In 1889, German Hans Meyer and Austrian Ludwig Putscheller became the first people to on record to reach the summit of Kilimanjaro. True or false?
True.
Mashallah. Mashallah, that is a correct answer. What's the name, Swami Sahib, sir?
The first one is Hans Meyer.
Full name, please, my friend. I want to learn. I want to write it down.
German Hans Meyer.
German Hans Meyer is the one name. And the other person that went to the summit of Kilimanjaro?
Austrian guy.
Yeah, what was the Austrian guy's name?
Putscheller.
Ludwig Putscheller.
Yes.
Okay. So Puccella was the second one, eh?
Mm.
Okay. Here we go. From Puccella back to Muhammad Wadi. Second question, are you ready?
Yes, Manana.
The question we're asking you is, which is the second longest river in Africa?
Limpopo.
Rainbow Pop. What did you say?
Limpopo.
Oh, I thought you said the Rainbow Pop. I said, where is this river, Rainbow Pop? In Limpopo, what's the name of the river, my friend? Second longest river in Africa. You say it's in Limpopo. So we want to know where in Limpopo, because I want to go there and I want to get some fish.
The Congo.
The Congo River. The Congo River, formerly known as the Zaire River, Maurice Ames.
Hmm.
It was formerly known as the Zaire River. It's the Congo River. Okay, my friend?
China.
That one wasn't very easy, Maurice Ames. It was a bit of a difficult one.
Yeah, it's the finals. What do you expect, Maurice?
Yeah, we have to make it a bit challenging.
Hmm.
Zayana, are you ready, sister? Your second question.
Cheers.
Maliswaib.
Okay, your question for 2 points, Zayana.
Cheer.
This question is 2 points, okay?
Cheer.
The question is, what is the opposite of levendig?
Sorry?
What is the opposite of levendig? What is Lebendorf, sister? Is it a flower? Is it a country? Is it a tree? G?
It's an Afrikaans word for alive.
Yeah, it's an Afrikaans word for?
Alive.
Alive.
G.
Alive or allies?
Alive.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Alive, yeah. And the opposite is
Dwood,
yeah, that's a correct answer. Dwood, mashallah, levendig in Dwood. Okay, anyway, here goes your second question, Maliswaib.
Yes, Zayana, the question is, for 2 points, which country is the island of Zanzibar?
Tanzania.
Mashallah.
2 points.
2 points, sister. Excellent, mashallah, Maliswaib. So she's got three
so far, highest so far, Mullah.
Highest so far, she's doing very well. And even my friend, Muhammad Wadi, here goes your question. Are you ready?
China.
In which country are the towns Bulawayo and Mutare? A. Zimbabwe. B. Zambia. Or C. Botswana?
A.
Mashallah, spot on. 1 point your way. Okay, Maliswaib.
Let's move on to question three. Zayana, are you ready?
China.
In which country does the White Nile leave Lake Victoria? A. Tanzania. B. Uganda. Or C. Sudan?
Sorry, which country does the White Nile leave?
Lake Victoria.
Lake Victoria. It's Zambia.
Zambia wasn't an option, but it's...
Zambia wasn't an option, sister. Why you chose Zambia? In which country does the White Nile leave Lake Victoria? The question, the choice. It was A. Tanzania, B. Uganda, C. Sudan. The correct answer is B. Uganda.
Oh, gee.
Okay, Zayana, sorry. Here we go. Simple question. Muhammad Wadi, are you ready?
Yeah.
Very, very simple. What is a skerminkle? The clue is, Modi Swahib is the example of it.
Someone who said forgetful, I don't know.
Sorry?
I don't know.
We had the question in somewhere in the middle of Ramadan. This one is 10 points. 10 grands. 10 points, 10 grands. And I got the cash in my pocket.
It's a discount.
A discount? No, Modi Swahib never ever gives discount.
I have no business to give discount.
Another guess. And it does it frequently. You know, it does it frequently.
A A scoundrel.
Yeah, that is, that's also true, but it's not part of the question. I like the way you say scoundrel. Okay, a skirmankel is a person who brings force, you know, frozen force to a braai, and they end up eating all the nice prime steak instead. So you know how it goes, you bring force, frozen force, nobody buys your force, but you eat the other people's steaks and chops, and you go back home with your force. You understand, Muhammad? So you better talk to Mali Swayb. Here we go. Fourth question. 45 minus 29.
16.
Mashallah, spot on. Clever boy.
Sayan, are you ready for your maths question? Question four.
Okay, I am.
What is 58 plus 26?
84.
Mashallah, spot on. Another point your way, sister. Keep it up. Here we go, Muhammad Wadi. Last question for you, okay?
Yeah.
Which of the following names of South Africa's nine provinces translates as the place where the sun rises? A. Limpopo. B. KwaZulu-Natal. Or C. Mpumalanga.
Mpumalanga.
Mashallah, correct.
The place where the sun rises. Why, Muhammad?
It's
Sorry?
It's the first place the sun rises in South Africa.
So it only rises first in Mpumalanga, not anywhere else, and then it comes.
If it's first, yeah, then it's first, Mpumalanga. It can't be two firsts. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's because it's eastern province.
Okay, I understand. My fault, Mali Swayb.
It happens.
So he's got 1, 2, 3, 4 out of 6. Muhammad Wadi, mashallah. 4 out of 6, okay, representing Apex. Okay. Jazakallah, my good friend. Take care, inshallah. We talk soon again. Muhammad Wadi. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi. Zayana, we now come to you, sister. You have 2, 3, 4 points as well, okay?
Okay.
Here goes your question, sister.
Which of the nine provinces is known as the Platinum Province? A. Northwest. B. Mpumalanga. C. Limpopo. Or none of the above?
Northwest,
mashallah. Which of the nine provinces known as the Platinum Province? Quite a bit of platinum there, Mali Swayb. The answer is Northwest. Maybe let's go look for the platinum, Mali Swayb, so that we can retire and live happily ever after. You know what I mean? What do you say?
Sita from Radio Islam.
She can go sit on the beach somewhere. And then maybe we'll still be at Radio Islam, but then station manager stuff will work under us. Okay. 21 minutes to 10 o'clock. Mali Swayb, so we have the tally there. How many, what are we doing? How far? How many points does Apex have compared to Houghton?
Yes, Molana. So Zayana's leading in this round so far, mashallah, 5 out of 6. She has the highest. The first two contestants had 2 each. And then Muhammad Wadi had 4 out of 6. And Zayana, mashallah, receiving 5 out of 6. So the tally is Bilal Combined School after round 3. And we still have one more round. Bilal Combined is sitting on 14 points. Nizamia is also sitting on 14 points.
Correct.
Auckland Park is sitting on 15 points. And Houghton Islamic Academy is sitting on 16 points.
14, 14, 16 and 15. That is Bilal Combined again 14. Nizamia 14. Apex, Auckland, they have 16 points.
15, they have 15.
Apex have 15.
Houghton's got 16.
Houghton has got 16. Okay, sorry, apologies for that. Apex have got 15 and Houghton Islamic Academy have 16. Houghton has... Okay, yeah, mashallah. All right, let's take a break when it saves up. When we come back, inshallah, we continue with the second segment of the last final round of the finale.
18 minutes to 10 o'clock. Welcome back to Radio Islam International on this eve of Eid night. We say Jazakallah khairan for tuning to Radio Islam International. It's the grand finale that's happening currently on Radio Islam, where we have 4 schools that's competing against each other. We have Bilal Combined School, Nizamia Islamic School, Apex School, as well as Houghton Islamic Academy. And to give you the score, Bilal and Nizamia, they are both sitting on 14 points each. Auckland Park is sitting on 15 points. And currently, after round three, Houghton Islamic Academy is leading by just 1 point. They are sitting on 16 points. And this is the final round where we're going to question our contestants from the documentary that we ate in the month of Ramadan twice a day. And this documentary is compiled by Maulana Ibrahim Musa regarding Palestine. So all our questions in this round will be from the documentary. Maulana, we have first two contestants ready in the final round from two schools, Bilal and Nizamia. Please welcome them.
Apologies. Bad cough on his head.
So all you just catching up with you, Maulana Karim.
Your company very bad. Nizamia Islamic School, Lamis Ram Kanawan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you, Lamis?
Alhamdulillah, Eid Mubarak.
Oh, mashallah, Eid Mubarak to you also, Lamis, mashallah. Welcome aboard.
You say no one asks you how are you, but people are asking how are you.
Today, lots of people are asking, plus I'm getting Eid Mubarak today also.
Wishing you Eid Mubarak also, so I don't know why you complain.
No, no, shukr. Jazakallah, Lamis, okay?
You just sound like a bad person, but you're not a bad person, Malaka.
Oh, jazakallah, Lamis, sir. Very sweet of you, I must say. Okay. Contestant number two, Layla White. Layla, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum
salam
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Layla, the surname is W-H-Y-T-E, White, eh? Okay, mashallah, I just thought maybe I'm pronouncing it incorrectly. Okay, mashallah to Layla White as well as Lamis Ramkalawan. Lamis, you from Peter Maris Bagay. Mashallah, and Layla is from Auckland Park. Okay. Can we start off? Lamis, the first question goes to your sister. What color are the aircraft black boxes, Lamis?
Black.
Yeah. Another guess quickly. Another guess quickly. How black is it?
Very black.
Very black.
Very dark.
Very dark. If it's very dark, how are they going to find it, Lamis?
Inshallah, they won't find it.
Layla, what color are the aircraft black boxes, Layla? More black than black.
Gee, I would say so.
No, sisters. Maliswaib, what color is it?
Yes, Maulana, I've heard this question many
a few times. Okay, no, leave this question. You stick to Afrikaans.
No, I want to answer it now. Why are you not giving me an opportunity?
No, you just stick to Afrikaans, Maliswaib. Sam, this one I will answer on your behalf.
No, it's those highlight colors like orange, bright yellow.
Yeah. The color of the aircraft black boxes, Lamis and Layla White, it's not black and more blacker. It is orange, sisters.
So let me ask you a follow-up question, Maulana Kara. Why is it called a black box then, if the color is different?
Now, it's let's the say. Terminology of the astronomers. You understand my point, Maliswaib?
Not at all, Maulana Kara.
All right, then.
I'm not learning anything.
And that is your problem. Sorry, if you don't understand, it's not my problem. Are you ready, Lamis?
Yeah.
Sorry for this bakwas talk, Mani Sohaib. You know, normally it takes lots of extra time. I really apologize, okay?
No, it's okay.
Chief. Yeah. Yeah, Lamis doesn't mind, Maulana Kara.
Lamis, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What was the name of the boy martyr who famously stood before an occupier tank with a stone in his hand?
Faris Audar.
MashaAllah, Faris Hada, imagine Mali Sahib Sabah Akbar, imagine standing in front of this massive occupier tanks. It happened during the Al-Aqsa Intifada or the Second Intifada when Faris was again throwing stones at the Israeli tanks. His life was cut short by an Israeli bullet that pierced through his neck. Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah.
Allah grant him the highest state of shahadati and all those that have lost their lives out in Gaza, in Palestine, and around the world as well, inshallah, Aziz Malik Shaib Sahib, Zulam aggression taking place. The sad thing is the whole world just looks by, stands by, we watch by. Allah make it easy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for all our wrongdoings. And like I mentioned earlier, Australia, dear listeners, what happened is today, Israeli attack has killed the sons of Ismail, of Hamas chief Haniyeh as well. Three sons and three grandchildren of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh were killed in the Israeli airstrike on Gaza today. More than 33,000 people have lost their lives. Thousands lay buried under the rubble. Make special dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay, yes, Mawlana, they are very, very brave, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given them very strong iman.
Yeah.
As we hear our ulama mentioning that if it was another country, another place, then we wouldn't see such high level of iman that
yeah.
what we are seeing and what we are witnessing regarding the people of Palestine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy, definitely.
They've shown the world what perseverance is, what fortitude is, Malik Sahib.
That's deep, mashallah.
And iman, ji.
Let's move on to Layla. Are you ready for your first question in this final category, final round, Layla?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to remind our two listeners once again, if the line is not clear, please let us know in advance. Once the question is posed, then we cannot do anything about it, okay? So are you happy with the clearance of that line, the clarity of that line? Okay, your first question, Layla, for 2 points. In 2012, what was the name of the person who allegedly said that in 10 years there will be no more Israel?
Henry Kissinger.
Yeah, that is a correct answer, but Layla, sorry, it was after the 8 seconds. Okay, sister? Apologies for that.
No point.
Here we go. Second question. Lamis Ramkalawan. Are you there, sister?
Ji, I'm here.
Mashallah. You ready for Eid, sister?
Ji.
Okay, here we go. The city of Asqalan, which is mentioned in the hadith, is close to A, Jerusalem, B, Gaza, or C, Damascus.
B, Gaza.
MashaAllah, that is a correct answer. It comes in the hadith Sharif of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved of Allah talks about Asqalan, and Asqalan is close to Gaza. Okay. MashaAllah.
Layla, your second question, multiple choice. Are you ready? From which country was the young engineer Mohammed Zawari who was smuggled into Gaza and worked in Gaza? A. Was he from Egypt? B. Tunisia? Or C. Morocco?
B. Tunisia.
MashaAllah, spot on. 1 point your way, sister, MashaAllah. If you guys don't mind, sister Layla White and Lamis Ramkalawan, I just want to ask my good friend Mawlana Sahib one question, okay? Because we're coming to the end of Ramadan. No more questions. It's basically last few minutes and I'll be just testing him.
She does mind, Mawlana Kara.
Ramis, do you mind, sister?
Yes.
No, I don't mind.
She doesn't mind. Layla, do you mind, sister?
No, not at all.
No, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Maurice Swaib Saab explained to us. Does this make sense to you?
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. You want my opinion?
You got to say this here, right? You got to translate this in Afrikaans and tell me what it means.
Okay.
You or Abdul Rahman.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Or the engineer Ziad.
Sure.
The jackal is marrying the wolf's wife. Does it make sense to you? The jackal is marrying the wolf's wife. Kuch gabgal ho raha hai.
Something fishy.
Something happened. The jackal is marrying the wolf's wife. The jackal needs to be shot, Maurice Swaib. So explain to us.
Maybe stoned to death also.
So what happened here, Maurice Swaib? What does it mean?
That there was zina taking place.
Okay. And what else? What happened here, Maurice Swaib, sir?
And then when zina is common, then Allah's azab also comes down, Mawlana Kara.
Very true, Mawlana Sahib, sir. The jackal is marrying the wolf's wife. Lamis, you want to answer, sister?
I don't know what it is.
Sorry?
Peter
Maritzburg, you got jackals running around, eh, in the fields? All right, leave the meaning. I'll tell you the meaning. Just translate it in Afrikaans.
Right,
now tell me the Afrikaans meaning. The jackal is marrying the wolf's wife.
Afrikaans meaning,
jackal. Yakult, yeah.
Throw me a wall throw.
Say it again, sister. I know you Google it, but say it again.
Yakult.
Molly Saib, Yakult throw met Wolfs of Frau. It's basically used, my friend Molly Saib, when it's raining and the sun shines at the same time.
Yeah, like what we call it when we were young, that monkeys getting married, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, something like that, yeah, Gigi. In Afrikaans, they say Yakult throw met Wolfs of Frau.
Something fishy.
All right, something fishy happening, yeah. Okay, Yakults. We cross now over to Lamise Ramkalawan. Lamise, your fourth question. We're coming to the end of today's quiz as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. True or false? In the Ramallah, there is a Palestinian authority whose main job is to protect Jewish settlers and Israeli troops.
True.
Mashallah. It wasn't very convincing, but you have a point, sister. Lamise?
Mm-hmm.
Tata Machans
is working here, sister. Mashallah, she's got a point when you say it.
Yeah, she's got all correct so far.
Yeah, I forgot she's got all correct. Lamise, 2, 3, 4 points. I think you guys are doing quite well, Lamise. Yeah, it's going to be a very close contest, Malik Saif.
Yeah, let's discuss the scores a little later. Let's move on to question number 3 to Leila. Are you ready, Leila?
Okay.
True or false, in September 2018, a report found that Palestinians have one of the lowest literacy rates in the world due to a lack of schools.
False.
Mashallah, that's a good answer. I really thought you were going to say it's wrong. It's true. SubhanAllah, imagine. The report showed you, listeners, that the Palestinians have one of the highest literacy rates in the world. Imagine, Malik Saib. So, in spite of what they have and what they're going through, they have the highest literacy rates in the world. SubhanAllah. Allah make it easy for them. Okay, are we ready?
Yes.
For the last questions, 2 questions for the month of Ramadan, Malik Saib.
No, we still have 2 more contestants. Man.
Sorry. I forgot about the 2 contestants.
Yeah.
I completely forgot, really.
It happens all the time.
Lucky for you, gee. Yeah. Okay, here we go, Lamise. Are you ready?
Yeah.
How many Hufaz are there in Gaza as per the documentary?
50,000.
I was wondering how you got 1,416.
I was thinking of something else. It is.
Why are you thinking of something else? Course time, Ramis.
Sorry, ma'am.
All right, when you say something, she said 50,000.
Yeah, 50,000 is the correct answer, but it was given after our buzzer went off, so unfortunately, we cannot award her that mark.
Sorry for that, okay, Ramis?
Yeah.
So Lamise has got 4 out of 5. Mashallah, 80%. You've done extremely well, Lamise. Congratulations to you and your school as well, okay?
She knew the answer when she mentioned it after.
Yeah, you knew the answer. You just said it 2 seconds late.
Yeah, I was thinking about the festival of the Hufaz that were memorizing the Quran. That's what I was thinking.
For what festival, sister?
The festival in August 2023. When they had a one-day camp.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but it's 50,000 people. That is the correct answer. 50,000 Hufaz al-Kiram in the Gaza as per the documentary. Okay, sister?
Yeah.
Allahumma zid fazid. Last question goes now to Leila White. Mashallah, congratulations to you, Lamis. We talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi Lamis.
Yeah, welcome, Sam.
Right, Leila, are you ready for your final question for this documentary?
Inshallah.
In August 2023, how many Hufaz gathered to recite the Quran to each other in Gaza?
1,471.
Mashallah.
Mashallah, that is the correct answer. Leila just slipped on that one there.
Not Leila.
I mean, sorry. Let me from Kalawan.
She gave too much information out, and that was the next question. Mashallah.
But didn't she say 1,417, will you say?
No, she said 71 also.
71. Okay, mashallah, you have that one correct. It's 1,471 Hufadh Karam in the city of Ghazan. So she's got 1, 2, 3 out of 5, and Lamis has got 4 out of 5. Mashallah, well done to both contestants. They've done very, very well, Muliswaib.
Yes, mashallah. So we still have two more contestants, so let's go for a short break. And when we return, we have these final two contestants, as we can't take all four contestants at one time. So let's, when you come back, inshallah, we have from Houghton Muslim Academy, Zainab Essay, and then we also have Bilal Combined School, Muhammad Akuji. That will be after the short break. 1 minute to 10 o'clock. It's time right now is exactly 1 minute to 10 o'clock, and we have last two contestants for the grand finale. And to give you the score so far, we've done with Nizamia Islamic School as well as Apex, and both of them, Molana Kara, very interestingly, they both are currently sitting on 18 points. And then we still have two more contestants.
Mashallah, it's getting very, very close, Malisa Ibsab. Like you said, that Nizamia have 18 points, Apex have 18 points, so far Houghton Islamic Academy 16 points. Apologies, and Bilal combined at 14 points. Right, what you say?
Correct, Molana, correct. Very close competition, close contest, so it could be anyone's final. Anyone can walk away with a grand prize, Molana.
Mashallah, it's a grand, grand prize. Courtesy Radio Islam International and Sanfoil, we come to the last section and last session of the course for the month of Ramadan 2024. Let's see who's going to win the grand prize, okay? Zainab Essay, we welcome you once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So, Mulana Kara, the coordinators told us that, mashallah, Zainab is currently gone for Umrah. She's in Makkah, and mashallah, she's participating from Makkatul Mukarramah. So, mashallah, Zainab.
Zainab, well done, mashallah. How was the month of Ramadan? Did you enjoy? I'm sure you enjoyed Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara, sister.
Very good, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, you guys are going to eat today as well, eh?
Yes.
MashaAllah, Eid Mubarak to your sister. All of the best, request for du'as as well. Okay, line number two, Muhammad Akuji. Muhammad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Muhammad.
Wa alaikum salam, Mulana.
How's it?
Mulana.
Alhamdulillah, you okay, my good friend?
Yes, Mulana, my best friend.
My best friend, ji. Okay, here we are, Bilal combined, Muhammad Akuji on board.
Lanesia South,
Bilal combine. Okay, you in Lanesia South, Muhammad, you sound like you're talking from Tokyo.
No, Mulana, I'm actually talking from Japan.
Okay, let's go with the questions. Are you ready, contestants? Zainab Essay as well as Muhammad Akuji. Okay, we're going to start with Muhammad Akuji. Muhammad Akuji, what does the J stand for in Donald J. Trump?
D.
You were saying it from Japan and all, eh? Now answer the question. What does the J stand for in Donald J. Trump?
James.
No, we're not talking other things here, my friend. Not James. James and not Jack.
Okay, George.
No. Not Georgie. Not George.
I don't think this was in the documentary, Mulana.
And it was towards the end. I don't think you heard that part. John.
Didn't I say John?
Oh, did you say John, Mulana?
Yes.
Oh, you said John. Sorry. Yeah. My mind was somewhere else. Okay, apologies for that. Okay. Here we go, Sister Zainab Essay. Are you ready? She's in Makkah Mukarramah. Here goes your question, sister. I hope you can hear us clearly. Can you hear me clearly, sister?
Okay.
Here we go. How much did the Zionist offer the Palestinian man for his Jewish shop, which is right outside Masjid al-Aqsa?
He offered him 17 million.
So, mashallah, that is a correct answer. Imagine, subhanAllah, this man was offered $17 million. This is what the Zionists offered him for his Jewish job. It's just outside Masjid Aqsa Sharif, $17 million, because they want access to the entire surrounding Al-Aqsa, but this man refused when he said so. He said no to the $17 million. This is how they hold Al-Aqsa close to their hearts.
SubhanAllah.
MashaAllah, this is Iman, this is the Palestinians, okay?
SubhanAllah. Let's move on to Muhammad Akuji from Bilal Combined School. Your first question, are you ready? Your question is, which village has been destroyed and rebuilt over 150 times? The Zionists destroy it and the Palestinians rebuild it.
Araqib.
MashaAllah, 2 points.
Araqib, MashaAllah. Araqib, 2 points. Goes to Muhammad Akuji. Muhammad Akuji, bonus point. We asked in the month of Ramadan as well, what is the meaning of Farklir Maniki?
Small monkey.
Small monkey. That's what my friend Mauri Saib said in the month of Ramadan. Fur clear maniki. Don't Google it. What is it? Small monkey or big monkey or baboon?
Chameleon.
Chameleon, yeah, it is a chameleon. MashaAllah, that is the correct answer. Here we go. Zainab Atsi, are you there, sister? Apologies. Here we go, sister. From which city in America were the 5 red cows or the heifers brought to Israel in September 2022? A. New Jersey. B. Atlanta. Or C. Texas?
C. Texas.
MashaAllah. Correct answer. What do you say? I'm going very well.
MashaAllah. The Barakat of Makkah.
Barakat of Makkah, Mukarramah. I think the Houghton are closing in very quickly, Mauri Saib. So I think we're going to have 3 points, 3 scores at the same points.
There might be a sudden death.
There might be a sudden death.
Bilal Combined School, you're also doing very well. First question, you're getting it correct, and you chose out of 2 points. Are you ready, Muhammad, for your second question? In February 2019, which musalla inside Masjid Al-Aqsa did the Palestinians manage to reopen after it was closed for 15 years by the Israelis? A. Burak Musalla, B. Babur Rahma, or C. Qibli Musalla?
Babur Rahma.
MashaAllah, tajweed also very good.
MashaAllah, your tajweed is good as well, Muhammad Akuji. MashaAllah. Okay. You're a good boy, Muhammad Akuji. Babur Rahma. Okay.
3 points so far, mashallah.
3 points so far to you and 3 points to Zainab Essay as well. Speaking to us live from Makkah Mukarramah. Here goes your third question. Zainab? Okay, here we go. True or false? In 2021, 10 Palestinian political detainees escaped from the Gilboa maximum security prison. True or false?
False, it was 6.
False, mashallah. That is the correct answer. 6 Palestinian political detainees escaped. So far, full points, mashallah, sister.
Right, are you ready, Muhammad Akuji?
Yeah,
true or false? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. once said, Israel is like America having an aircraft carrier in the Middle East. True or false?
True.
Mashallah. Doing very well.
Went very well this round, I must say, Mauli Saib Sahib. Okay. Getting very interesting, mashallah. Getting very interesting. Now we come to the last final question. 4. The month of Ramadan. Are you guys ready, Muhammad Akuji? Zainab Aisai, are you ready, sister? Here we go with your last question. At that Huffaz gathering in August 2023, what was the age of the oldest Hafiz?
It was 80 years old.
80 years old, mashallah. One report says he was very close to 80, almost 80 years old, but 80 years old is the correct answer. She gets 5 out of 5 when he swipes up.
Yes, let's see what happens now. Bilal Combined School, your final question. So far, you also have 4 out of 4. And if you get the last one correct, then they might be... Okay, I will not say anything. Let me rather ask the question
first. I think I smell the winner when you say it.
Let's find out. Mohammed Akuji, are you ready for your final question?
If you get this one correct, you guys might win all the prizes, okay? Big prizes. Okay. What is a flatter water?
A what?
Don't shout me. Flatter water.
Mulana, I wasn't shouting you. I was just speaking a bit loud.
Oh, sorry. Flatter water. What is a flatter water?
Mulana, you said it like Tepec the last time.
Yeah, mashallah, it is correct. Okay. Here goes your last question, when I say himself shoot off.
Final question, Mohammed Akuji. At that Huffaz gathering in August 2023, what was the age of the youngest Hafiz?
7 years old.
Allah, mashallah, imagine.
Oh, mashallah.
7 years of age, Mubarak place. Ghazza, Allah protect it. Allah protect the people of Ghazza in Palestine and the Muslims around the world. The youngest Hafiz was 7 years of age, okay? So, Mohammed, you're a clever boy, eh?
Yeah. I know, Mulana.
Mohammed, don't you have a few questions for Mulana Kara before we end this Ramadan competition? Let's get him back. Don't you have a few questions?
Yeah, Mulana.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's see. I'm gonna keep his mic away so that he doesn't change the subject and doesn't avoid your question. What's your question, Mohammed?
Ask me a simple math question. Sorry?
What is a pothole in Afrikaans?
What is a?
Pothole.
What do you say?
Pothole, Mulana Kara. What is a
pothole? What is a pothole in Afrikaans? A pothole in Afrikaans is a hut. You got it? Mashallah, full points for me, ne? Jazakallah. Mohammed, Jazakallah for contesting the competition.
Mulana, we need to go for a short break to tell you the score and come back and announce the winner. But also they asked me in a masjid to ask you, Mulana Kara, what is butterfly in Afrikaans?
I was hoping you don't come to that question, Moli Swaib. So,
butterfly in Afrikaans, Mulana Kara.
You mean the colorful ones, you get different butterflies, you get...
You asking questions.
It's a school lapper. You mean a butterfly? School lapper. 10 out of 10, what is safe, sir?
No.
School lapper, eh?
Correct answer.
MashaAllah. Thank you, what is safe, sir?
One more.
No, for now, let's leave it after 11 o'clock. We'll do the other one. Mohammed Akuti?
Let's go for a
break. MashaAllah, my friend, to you. Zainab SA contestants getting 5 out of 5. We take a break. When we come back, inshallah, we're going to mention to you the tally. Stay tuned.
13 minutes past 10 o'clock. Welcome back to Radio Islam International. Everybody's glued to Radio Islam to find out who is declared the winner for this evening. And we have tallied up. We have consulted with our adjudicators, with our judges. Everybody's happy with the results. And inshallah, very shortly, we are going to announce it. But Mawlana Kara, what a beautiful nizam and nasheed. Perhaps you can speak few minutes about this nizam, a very relevant occasion, good rhyme, good meaning, good sound as well.
Maulana, just in a nutshell, it's with regards to Al-Aqsa, Palestine, subhanAllah, regarding Jerusalem and, saying Al-Aqsa, saying Labbaik to the cause of Al-Aqsa Sharif. Labbaik Al-Aqsa means you become Al-Aqsa Sharif. And I remember a few months ago, when the Palestinians came to Al-Aqsa Sharif, subhanAllah, all of them enchanting this year, Labbaik Al-Aqsa Sharif. Look at the iman and the zeal to protect Al-Aqsa Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, inshallah, in our lives as well. Think about Palestine every day, inshallah. Think about the Palestinian freedom fighters. Think about the people out in Gaza as well. Make sincere dua for them. And tonight, like we mentioned earlier, tonight is a dua, time of duas, when duas have been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Five occasions and five times when duas are readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama kiram say the first of Rajab, the 15th of Sha'ban, the 9th of Thursday, the two nights preceding the day of Eid al-Fitr. So tonight, inshallah, it's a Mubarak night. From an attentive heart, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, make dua. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant afiyat. Allah shower them with perseverance. Allah make their steps firm. Allah grant them victory over the people of Israel, the disbelieving people. Allah protect them, Jesus. Allah conceal the false. Allah calm their fears. Allah protect them from all sides as well. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them victory, inshallah. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen.
So, Mulana Kara, mashallah, we had four schools that were participating since Monday. Every night we had one round. Tonight we had two rounds. And we come to the conclusion and we come to the end of our grand finale. Inshallah, the school will be receiving a prize as well as the participants will be receiving a prize courtesy of Radio Islam and our generous sponsors. So we had in the finals Bilal Combined School from Lanesia South. We had Apex from Auckland Park. We had Nizamia Islamic School from Peter Maritzburg. And we had Houghton Islamic Academy. These were four schools in the finals. And then before we started this evening, after round two, Bilal was sitting on 12 points. Nizamia was sitting on 12 points. Apex was sitting on 11 points, as well as Houghton. They were sitting on 11 points. And to give you the score and to declare the winner, Molana Kara, let me give you the honor of announcing that, Molana.
Well, Seb, Jazakallah for that. And yeah, to announce the winners, we had, it was a very, very close contest, I got to mention. Bilal Combined School had 19 points. Well, Seb, you can just correct me if I'm going wrong. Bilal Combined School had the 19 points tonight. The total tally was 19 points. Nizamia Islamic School, the total tally was 18 points. Apex, 18 points. And the winner for the Ramadan 2024 is, the course is Houghton Islamic Academy. MashaAllah. They've done very well. All the schools, all the contestants done very, very well. But ultimately, we have just one winner, mashallah. And the winner is Houghton Islamic Academy. And they have accumulated 21 points tonight. Mashallah, well done to them. Well done to the contestants and to the school as well. And congratulations to all the schools that participated. We have, you know, schools across the country. We'd like to say jazakallah to all the coordinators as well. Malana Ibrahim Dayasa. We'd like to say jazakallah to the principals, the teachers, the students, the contestants, and mashallah, it was a good course, Malik Sahib. Well done to them.
Absolutely. They worked very hard. We had our competition from day one in the month of Ramadan, where different schools, different participants participating. We had weekly winners, and now we are here at this grand finale with the four top schools that we had on Radio Islam, and mashallah, overall winners, as we have correctly mentioned, Houghton Muslim Academy. They are our grand finale winners on Radio Islam International for our quiz, mashallah. And also, like you mentioned, all these participants, they worked very hard, and it was an easy question, especially the unofficial questions, if I can call it that, that were coming from you, putting them on the spot and making them more nervous, Molana Kara. That was more difficult than the actual competition itself, but that's what made it fun and exciting. I think it was all in a good spirit, and I hope everybody took it in a good spirit as well. Alhamdulillah, we got to learn a lot as well.
Jazakallah. Well, you say, Saab, just final remarks from our side, inshallah, before we terminate the program. Again, jazakallah, well done to all the contestants, and tonight, especially the schools, Bilal Combined, Nizamia Islamic School, Apex, and Houghton Islamic Academy, and mashallah to all the the contestants. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, take them from strength to strength. Allah increase all of ilm and knowledge. And I just got to mention as well, dear listeners, you know, during the course of the month of Ramadan, we have joked a little, you know, teasing this one, teasing that one.
Little.
Okay, not little, but lot. How's that?
Instead of you teaching Afrikaans, you should start learning English now, Molana Kara.
So, Mali Saif Saab, you know, like we said, the intention of Allah was never to bring down anybody. It was never to mock at anybody, to belittle anybody. It was just in the name of fun, lightheartedness. And Mali Saif Saab, to you as well, I tease you quite about the month of Ramadan, teaching you Afrikaans. Bolu chalo maaf. I know you forgave me before we started the course as well. You're a good man. You're a humble man.
How do you know that? It will depend in the envelope that I will receive tomorrow in my Eid, Molana Kara.
And I'll give you something, Mali Saif Saab. I bought you an Afrikaans dictionary also.
You know, on someone's status, I read this today early on, Molana Kara. It says that Shaitan may stop you from giving Eid, but please don't listen to him and deal cold ke Eid dana. Open your heart and give up Eid. I'll wait after the Eid Salah tomorrow, inshallah.
One message came through. Mashallah, Mali Saib Saab is a wonderful, humble man. Okay. We say jazakallah to all the contestants, also to our engineers, Sam Brother Ziyad on the other side. Mali Saib Saab, jazakallah to you as well. Have a lovely Eid, dear listeners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everybody the best, inshallah, of peace and wealth and happiness on this day. Allah grant everybody happiness and barakat, inshallah, good health as well, inshallah, and a successful life. And may this day bring wonderful, immense happiness, inshallah, and love to you and your beautiful families. From all of us at Radio Islam International, Eid Mubarak to everybody, inshallah, from ourselves, Maulana Suhaib Lassani, myself, Muhammad Kara, as well as Brother Ziyad and Abdul Rahman. Eid Mubarak, request for special du'as. Fi amanillah, have a lovely day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.